This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. Please be seated. So one sunny afternoon, a traveler was winding down a country road, and he saw a farmer diligently plowing his fields. But his mule was having trouble with the load, and the farmer kept yelling out different names. Giddy up, Pete. Giddy up, Herb. Giddy up, old Bill. Giddy up, Jeb. Perplexed, the traveler finally asked the farmer, "How many names does your mule have?" And the farmer said, "Only one. His name is Pete. But if he thought he was plowing the field alone, he'd never make it through the day. So I'll call out other names so he'll feel part of a bigger team." You know, this story, I think, illustrates a truth about our discipleship. We aren't meant to pull the plow alone. Even a mule works better with the idea of a team, and so do we. The journey of following Christ can feel long and heavy at times, but God's grace ensures that we never truly walk alone or plow alone. Jesus promised to be with us to the very end of the age, and he also places us in a community of fellow travelers like we have here at St. John's. In those moments when you feel like poor Pete, straining against the plow, solo under the load, remember our theme from last week, that grace crosses all boundaries, including our boundary of loneliness. It joins us to God and to others, giving strength beyond our solitary efforts. Encouraged by that knowledge, we find the courage to persevere and to complete the work before us. When grace travels with us and even ahead of us, the heaviest furrows become doable and the journey can become joyful. Where is Jesus asking us to journey this morning? I would submit not yesterday, but tomorrow. Last Sunday, we began a conversation about what it means when grace crosses the boundaries of our comfort zones, pulling us into new and unfamiliar places. This week, we're continuing that journey, stepping deeper into our understanding of discipleship, into an exploration of where Christ is leading us next. Today's reading from Luke places Jesus squarely on the road to Jerusalem, a journey toward his destiny, toward sacrifice. It means more than mere travel. It is a purposeful movement toward the cross. The disciples journey alongside him, though their understanding remains clouded. Luke's gospel so far has had Jesus and his disciples in Galilee, Jewish country. Today, when entering the Samaritan village, most Jews would wanted to have little contact with the Samaritans. And when this Samaritan village refused to welcome them, James and John, gotta love James and John, angrily proposed raining down fire from heaven and punishment. Now, they'd already forgotten just earlier in this chapter of Luke, he reminded the disciples that if they entered a village and were not welcomed, they were just to shake the dust off their feet and keep moving. But James and John seemed to have forgotten that lesson already. So naturally, Jesus rebukes them, reminding them that discipleship isn't about vengeance or rejection. It's always about grace and redemption. The next 10 chapters in Luke, it's fully one-third of his gospel, is this travel narrative of Jesus and the disciples headed to Jerusalem. Luke's journey narrative is a profound metaphor for discipleship. It calls us to count the cost, to weigh carefully what following Jesus truly means. It urges a sense of immediacy, insisting that we should never postpone our commitment. And perhaps most importantly, it challenges us to look forward, to always look forward, releasing the grip of past distractions, regrets, anger. For Jesus firmly says, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." So how do we apply this? Consider our friend Pete, the mule, pulling the heavy plow. Often discipleship can feel like solitary labor, heavy and demanding. But as I said, the good news is we're never truly alone. Unlike Pete, who has imagined companions, we have very real support. Fellow disciples, like you this morning, our community, and of course, most crucially and importantly, Christ himself. I read a wonderful quote this week from a scholar on the book of Genesis, and his description of church was, "We are all dependent on one another for what we have to contribute." We're all dependent on one another for what we have to contribute. Grace is the force that ensures we're never isolated, never abandoned, and that we always have something to contribute. True discipleship compels us beyond the boundaries of our instinctive responses. When offended or rejected, our human tendency might lean toward anger, like James and John. But Jesus' rebukes calls us to something higher, to the Sermon on the Plain's challenging command to love our enemies. Discipleship, therefore, asks us to cross the boundaries of instinct and impulse and be guided instead by grace. The urgency Jesus spoke of this morning is also critical. When he tells would-be followers to let the dead bury their own dead or not look back, Jesus wasn't being cruel, he was being clear. Let the spiritually dead bury the physical dead. There's an urgency in the call to follow him, an immediacy that cannot be postponed. The kingdom's work waits for no one. It demands our attention now. So here's your homework for the week. Take time to reflect deeply. What might be holding you back from truly following Jesus? Where do past experiences or regrets prevent you from moving forward? Imagine what boundaries grace might cross in your life if you allowed it to lead you forward without reservation. Commit those reflections to prayer, asking for courage and to the grace to move boldly ahead. Remember Pete, plowing hard and faithfully because he thought he wasn't alone. Unlike, as I said, Pete's imagined companions, we have a genuine community of fellow disciples. But even more significantly, we have Christ himself, the one who journeys toward the cross for us, paving a path through every challenge and hardship we might face. Grace is not passive. It's active. It's dynamic and relentless, always moving across boundaries that oftentimes we create, whether those boundaries are doubts, fears, hesitations, or loneliness. It compels us to leave behind comfortable illusions, embracing instead the life-changing truth of Christ's mission. So let grace guide your steps forward, filling you with the courage to meet the future Jesus calls you toward. Today, as you approach the table of grace, remember that this meal is the promise of Christ's presence with you. Here, grace visibly crosses every boundary, uniting us to Christ, to each other, and to our shared journey forward. Taste and see, for you never truly journey alone. My beloved, this morning invite grace to cross your boundaries. Amen.